This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. You thought I was amped up this week. It's Friday morning. It's September 5th. Browns in 2 days. EMC's good morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards. Glad to hear you're amped up and excited for the Browns this weekend.
Well, this is the time. Oh, they fixed my mic.
Oh, look at you. You're fancy today.
Oh, I can stand up.
Oh, it goes.
I'm sorry. I'm just finding this out in the air. Our engineering crew, we have some new cameras in the studio that we're going to be using, some upgraded cameras, and my microphone. I stand because I'm way too fidgety to sit there an entire show. So I stand the entire show, and it had been like the arm of the microphone had been looser, and I just went to move it to kind of just be able to see Jen better. And it's no longer loose.
That's awesome.
I didn't know they fixed it, so it's great.
That's great.
I mean, not that anybody listening cares, but that's what kind of surprised
me. That's a nice Friday upgrade.
Just like our mugs this week.
No,
it's an upgraded
right.
week.
That's
we are right. a new show.
It is.
Believe it.
We're fancy in fall.
Warm, bright, and windy.
Also fancy.
High of 80 degrees today. Plenty of sunshine. Gusty winds.
Your favorite.
Gusty winds. I wonder when those winds hit, because I'm definitely going with that Mentor game. They take on Ignatius later on tonight. 30 mile per hour winds, thunderstorms return. When is that happening? I need to look at this forecast because I'm going to be in Mentor watching football.
I was going to say, is the Mentor Ignatius game in Mentor tonight?
It is in Mentor. It's okay. Our home opener.
Nice.
Mentor won the first two games, and that's always a big game. I mean, you play Ignatius at any point in time. That's always very,
you got an outfit
big.
Picked out? You got Mentor
all
here?
Red. It'll be all yeah. red. Okay. Their tailgate. There's
nice.
Fireworks
wow.
after a high school game.
That. It's fun.
There's food trucks.
That's so fun for
I was
the
just
kids.
Reading
That's
about
great.
It. It is. They just they put a lot into it. The Red Line Club and everybody else, and it'll be a lot of fun later on tonight. I mean, if there's please not be thunderstorms. I gotta look at that now. I gotta look at the forecast. We gotta get started with this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Dead guy in an envelope in a box. The box that Tim is shaking. The box that Tim put the dead guy in because he doesn't trust Stevie and I to know who the dead guy is. So he's the only one that knows.
Send us into the weekend with a winner. We've been narrowing it down. Lots of names on the list. Who is it? You could probably pick it today. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your Cleveland Browns prediction? They play the Bengals on Sunday.
Oh, God. Sure hope they won.
What is your score prediction?
No,
do you think that they're going to win?
I hope so.
I think
that's a fair answer.
It should be a tentative answer. It really should be. Do you have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Evel Knievel.
Oh!
I don't know that we've ever had Evel Knievel in all... one of the games we've played. Oh, I'm sorry, too.
Two and a half. Because Jen gave the answer to one of the games.
Not really.
Not Evel Knievel, though.
Thank you.
You can always reach out to us. It's the Jen and Tim Show at Star 102 and all social media platforms.
That's what Christy did. She chose Facebook. She sent a message. She said, so my grandson played Massillon last night. Shut them down. 42-0 St. Ed's.
Oh my gosh, they did? I didn't see the final yet.
She said, can you give St. Ed's a shout out? 3-0. Absolutely. Congratulations.
What's her name?
Christy.
Christy?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Christy.
Okay.
Or maybe any parent of St. Ed's.
You have a question for any parent of St. Ed's.
I do.
Okay.
What do you feed them?
Oh.
Maybe specifically the offensive linemen. I don't understand. They are gigantic young men. They are big. They are strong. It's like, it's amazing. And I'm not a big guy to begin with. But when you're on the field, like I do, I live in Mentor. Not that Mentor's small or anything. But when you see St. Ed's, when you're on the field at a game of St. Ed's, they're a quality program. We have a lot of really, really quality programs in Northeast Ohio at a bunch of different levels. You know, from Kirtland, it's a lower division where St. Ed's, those young men, I'm like, how? You're like 17, you're 16 years old. I'm 6'3", 280.
Wow.
Like, what is happening?
Wow. Now I need to watch a St. Ed's
game. So Christy went, or like, how many, like, if they say, if one of those offensive linemen, I'm like, how many pancakes can you eat?
Over pancakes?
Over under 30.
No way. Nobody can eat 30, pancakes.
I'm not trying to be funny. You stand next to them. They are, it's one thing to be, like, if you're next to a professional football player, like Nate's how tall? 6'2"?
6'2", yeah.
So let's say 6'2", 6'3", you know, whatever it is. There's just a difference between like a Nate 6'2", not that he's a small guy, and a football 6'2", 6'3", right? Like they're just,
yes.
They're lifting, they're eating, there's protein, there's whatever. It's just a different build.
I stood next to Michael Strahan once, and I could not believe how large this man was. But so trim and fit, yet so gigantic.
And he lost how much weight to get on TV?
Yeah.
He's probably 60 pounds lighter on TV than he was at his football weight. And I might be off on that.
But again, look, you're absolutely right. That's the only way to put it. They're just like, there's a 6'2", my husband, and then there's, I don't know how tall
Michael
Strahan
is. How much
does Noah
eat? And he's how old? Like multiply that by a bajillion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
right.
All right.
It's crazy.
There you go, Christy. Thank you for the email.
We have an issue.
Please don't go there.
We have an issue with Dead Guy in an Envelope, and it's happening as soon as Monday. We need a solution next.
All right, what's the issue? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You're off again next week. How am I supposed to play Dead Guy in an Envelope? I don't know who the dead guy is.
Well,
I'm
going
to take guesses.
Coming up next, three things you need to
know. No, I don't... What am I supposed to do? Like, collect the guesses all week? You want me to call you and wake you up again every day?
I'll be back Friday. No, because
okay.
I am several hours behind. So
I know.
The calling
so that's not going to work out next
calling
week.
Calling actually will not work this time.
Which, by the way, I enjoyed a lot. And I think a lot of listeners
they did.
It was an enjoyable thing. It's not going to work out next week. So, I mean, so what? How's that going to go? Hi, Star 102. What's your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope? Oh, Evel Knievel. Not sure if you're right. Let you know on Friday. And then what? I collect everyone's phone number to what?
That sounds good.
Seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
It seems like a lot.
Should I just tell you?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
I'll tell you.
Really?
No. I can't trust you yet.
What? There's no way
I can't
that
trust
was
you
that
yet.
Easy.
I can't trust you yet.
Yeah. I knew there's no
so
way.
So you're just going to collect the names?
And then apparently, we'll bank it for unless Friday? I have until 10 o'clock, maybe I can convince you to tell me who it is.
Maybe.
What if you tell Stevie? Would you tell Stevie?
I really, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm kind of over it being in the box and you not knowing it. I think it was just like one of these where I understand, like, you don't like the game. I understand why you did what you did. And you've, you know, this isn't something that you do all the time. It's just letting the clue be known. So I think you should, I like it when you interact and you know who it is and you're part of it anyway. So I've been secretly over it for probably a month.
You're going to tell me, aren't you?
Probably. Yeah, I think the time has come.
Okay.
I think the time has come.
Oh, I'm excited.
And you can just take the guesses and then Stevie can know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, all right.
Because you dragged Stevie. So it's not been a Stevie issue. You dragged her into this issue.
All I did was ask her a question. She participated in the conversation like she does.
So yeah, I think maybe it'll be an unboxing video. I'm not going to open the envelope, but then I'll just tell you who it is.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
We'll post it, and then we can move forward. And
all right,
we can get it out of the box.
That sounds good.
It just takes away any issues because vacations here and there,
yeah.
And I just think that we can eliminate that part of it. That way, we just both know it is the Jen and Tim show. Steve, you should know. Like it was fun at first, and I think it ran its course.
Yeah, it's either that or you can't take any more days off. So I would go with telling me.
All right,
that sound good.
I think it ran its course. Stevie on the socials coming up next.
So you know summer's coming to an end when the pumpkin spice lattes are out. So that means we have to talk song of the summer for 2025. We have a winner. It wasn't as obvious this year, and the internet had a lot to say about it. So we're going to break it down.
Oh, there we go.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Every summer, we have videos all over social media. We have articles people are writing. People in general are just talking about what the song of the summer is going to be. And usually, we have a couple strong contenders that you feel like they could be the one. And this year, everyone online and every person I asked in person had no idea what to pick. There was no clear song of the summer. We didn't have a clear choice, but now obviously Labor Day just ended, the pumpkin spice lattes are back, and a choice was made by Billboard of the song of the summer.
The angels up in the clouds are jealous knowing we found something so wild, we'll be ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, we'll be sanctuary.
Alex Warren's Ordinary has been crowned the song of the summer by Billboard. The Songs of the Summer chart tracks the most popular songs across streaming, airplay, and sales from Memorial Day through Labor Day. So the song was on fire, racking up 10 weeks in the number one hot spot on Billboard Hot 100. So the issue isn't that it's not a mega popular song and people, it's not even not liking the song. I like the song and think it's a good song. I see why it would be Song of the Summer based on the success. It's just not giving the usual summer song. So there was someone online who said, quote, "I really love when a song of the summer sounds like summer, has an upbeat, sunshiny feel and lyrics. This song is giving more wedding." So that's the issue people are talking about.
Oh, this song is giving wedding is what you think? I feel like it's much more, it's like more like dramatic. Like,
yeah, but
it's not like, I see. Lyrically, it's not like party in the USA, call me maybe vibes.
I was going to say statistically, yes, that makes sense.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I have a question. You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show. Also, Star 102. If you are on Facebook, if you are on Instagram, if you are on X, if you wouldn't mind, quick follow, quick like, easy way in the show. If you're listening to us through the app, you can also leave us a voice message. Of course, phones are open. Plenty of lines. What else can I use besides electric? Is there oil?
Oh, my God.
Is there air?
I know. Do we need to start living in darkness and lighting candles? You're talking about your electric bill, right?
I think my square footage, I believe, of the home is the same as I purchased it 11 years ago in Mentor. And I do not understand the bill that I'm receiving via email and or in the mail. Is anybody else having, I don't understand what I'm reading.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have never seen such a dramatic price hike in anything. And I'm like, what? Is my family doing something wrong? Are we? It's not like we're leaving lights on all the time.
What is on? What is always on? What is always on? What is on? What? I don't even understand.
I don't know. And was there some kind of switch or something we were supposed to make at some point? You know how they send you letters like, hey, go switch to this. You'll get a cheaper rate on this. And I'm always like, I don't know if I should switch to that.
I don't know.
It is the worst.
It's electric. That's next. The price of electric. I mean, I understand. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I understand it has been a hot summer. Like I understand these things. But when you get that bill. And by the way, it is very convenient that it auto-pays. So that's helpful.
You're saying that because you know it makes me mad. Auto-pay has made me so angry with that. Not only have the prices skyrocketed on the electric bill, the fact that they now charge you a service fee to pay the bill when you want to pay it. Because for whatever reason, in my auto pay selection on my electric bill, it will not let me choose the date it pays it. It just decides to pay it whenever it feels like it.
Can you choose and I don't remember because I said,
no, I can't. Wait. Whatever you're about to ask me, the answer is no. It won't let me pick.
Wait, anybody else this upset about auto pay? Because I might have brought that up for a reason. So the bill, I don't know if we just don't turn any lights. I don't know how to combat this. I really don't, because it is appalling the amount of money that we all pay for electric. So outside of that, is there anybody that's this upset about auto pay?
First of all, what were you going to ask me about auto pay?
No, and I don't remember because we all had to set this up. Is there at least a realm you can choose, you know, the last half of a month?
No, it's like grayed out. It's like my account for some reason doesn't let you select. Like, why can't I choose to pay it the day I get the bill or the day that the bill is due or somewhere in the middle of the month when a paycheck comes in? Like, it doesn't let me choose when to auto pay. So basically you're telling me if I want to pay my bill when I want to pay my bill, I have to pay you extra. So I'm giving you the money I owe you, but I have to pay you extra for it because I want to give it to you on my time. That is the stupidest thing in the world. I hate how much enjoyment you get. What? Let me guess. You can select your auto pay just as delightfully as you want.
Maybe your favorite number is between 1 and 30, and that's the day that you want to pay, and they allow you to. No.
They don't let you.
So they just told you which day to pay specifically?
It will only let me pay it on the day it's due. Like, and
oh,
for
on the
me,
day it's due. I see what you're
for
saying.
For me, that gives me complete anxiety. I don't want to pay it on the day it's due. I want to know it's handled and that there's no like late fee because it's the day it's due. No. I need it paid earlier than that. Do not tell me when my auto pay pays. If you're going to require me to auto pay, I need to choose when to auto pay. By the way, I don't auto pay. I pay the service fee every month now, in addition to the bill that is like over $300. It is an insane. I don't know how high yours is. I don't know if that has to do with the size of the house.
It's there. Yeah,
it's over $300. What in the world? I mean,
wait, what's the service fee for?
Stop it. The service fee is for non-auto pay. I think it's like $1.50 or something. I'm like, well, guess I'm paying the $1.50 because I want to pay my bill when I want to pay my bill. You know what I should do? Write a check. And mail it in.
You should actually mail in nickels. Just pay it
mail
in all.
Mail in cash.
Yeah, all dimes to pay it. I almost forgot about that auto pay situation.
I hate it.
So what if we left the lights off in our house the entire month? How much would you save? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Obviously, we would not do that.
Go by candlelight. Light up candles in your house.
Talk about
this
electric bill. Anybody notice? Anybody who pays the bills in the family? You notice that electric bill?
Elizabeth seems to have a solution.
I'd love that.
She says,
"Build a yurt."
Build a yurt. No air conditioning. She says we have a flat fee for the month for electricity. You can go to this website to see the best prices and options for you.
What is it?
Apples2apples.com. I'm going to log on there right now.
Number two? Is it like the
number? No, it's the word two. T-O. Apples2apples.com. Yes, I haven't had a chance to log on to that site yet, but I'm going to. Because if that changes the price of this. I and just allows feel me to like, not auto-pay.
I feel like as an adult paying the bills, as any of us that are listening, that you pay the bills, husband, wife, it doesn't matter, whatever. That I'm getting massively duped or so. What is going on? The other stuff, you know what you're, you know, when you go purchase a car, you understand. The home, you know what it is. You're going to the bank, you're getting qualified, you're whatever. I don't understand this. I feel like, what did I opt into that's doubling my electric bill that I am paying, that I did something, I feel like I did something wrong, and I don't like to have that feeling.
It's such an outrageous price jump. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, sorry, Odyssey. You're getting apples to apples on your computer.
Now, are you going to look it up?
Absolutely. All right, go right ahead.
My air conditioning did not work in Jolk, okay? I had people out to fix it. I turned it off. My bill was twice as much as what it usually is with the AC working.
How
does that happen?
How does that happen?
I don't know. In addition, every day I come home, and at some point the power's gone out because my microwave light's flashing, my stove light's flashing, and my sump pump backup pump says it's been going off.
That's horrible.
So
I've been there.
So basically, you're paying for electricity that you're not even using because the power is out.
Right. So I just got the bill the other day. I hit the ceiling, and I'm like, I got to call them because something's going on here.
September 5th, 2025, and we've got another field report. And you're thinking, of course. You were at another football game. You're going to report on a football field that you were at last weekend, Jen. Nope, you're wrong, because my son is playing fall ball. And you know what happened last weekend for our nice long weekend Labor Day?
What do you mean fall ball baseball?
Fall ball baseball. And my 13-year-old plays fall ball, and it was great because last minute they're like, hey, guess what? A team pulled out of a tournament, so we're going to get in it. So there were several baseball games last weekend. Several.
Wait, what's the... When's like the last game that they played?
I think they played for, by the way, Tim, not only is it fall ball, there are double headers every Sunday for the next 6 weeks.
As a part of this?
Double headers every Sunday.
Do the dads know about this that happen to be into football and wanting to watch the Browns and everything else?
Nate's going to sign him up for
it. Oh, Nate!
And then we do football. My younger son is playing football. He also plays baseball, but just in the spring. He's not doing football. So he's doing football. So last week for football, we were at Westlake again, which I've already done a field report on. So I was like, oh, we went to Lorain. It was a hike.
Oh.
Like all the way out past your Jazz Hands gigantic billboard sign that you
love. I drove
past
that on my way to Cedar Point over the weekend. I don't understand. That's a massive
It's very massive. We drove past that. I mean, we were way, way out in Lorain, and you're thinking, okay, you're going to do a field report on the one field you went to in Lorain.
Makes sense.
No, Tim. There are two, and they're right next to each other. We're talking about the Pipe Yard and Campana Park.
Mexican restaurant?
No.
Campana Grill?
I don't know. It's
Fields report next. Is it Fields? Report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It is. All and right. I feel like it's okay to do this because these fields are literally right next to each other within the same facility-ish. This week's field reports take us to Lorain. We went to the Pipe Yard, Tim. It's called the Pipe Yard. I don't think you would believe it if you... You would have to see it to believe it, is really what I'm telling you.
I like the name.
The Pipe Yard, it's a gigantic, like, they have stands. It seats 1,500 people.
What?
It's like a total stadium vibe, right?
In Lorain.
Okay, Lorain. This is the Pipe Yard. And this was, you know, we played several games there last weekend. The first games were there. It's a full-on stadium. I didn't see any concessions there. There may have been in that region, but the game I didn't go to the game that was actually played at that one. The bathrooms are open there. They are absolutely lovely. Right next door, Campana Park. So you pull in, you see the giant grandstand and the stadium thing, and then you look to the right, and then there's all these other baseball fields. Like, there's a ton of baseball fields. I will say the parking is confusing, because you could park at the big Pipe Yard area, and that's lovely parking. All the parking lots are lovely, but... Like, we were on field 5, and to figure out, like, which lot to go in to not have to walk too far carrying your chairs and with the dog and all that. So that was a little confusing. They do have a playground area there. So if you have younger kids, it's always nice. The kids can play on the playground while the older kids are playing baseball. I was able to bring my dog. No concessions. But here's my major complaint about Campana Park. There were at least three bathroom buildings. Like, love, because there's one at the Pipe Yard, which is, again, right next door, but it's a walk. Three bathroom buildings. I go up to one. I'm like, this is great. My afternoon is set. I can drink as much as I want. I can use the restroom as much as I want. I go up, padlock on the door.
Uh-oh.
Padlock on the door. There's like several baseball games going on here. What's happening? So I walk to the other hut at Campana Park. Padlock on the door.
It's like a bad game show.
It's a bad game show. I had to walk all the way over to the Pipe Yard. And look, I'm being dramatic. Like, was it that far? No. It was like the weather was perfection. It was a beautiful afternoon. It wasn't that bad. But the tease of the lovely bathroom facilities being right there, but you can't have access. Like, you think it's going to be good right up until it's not. Was not great.
Yeah, because you think you've reached the finish line.
You think you've reached
the finish line. And then you got to, we all understand that.
You think you're at a deluxe field. You think you're getting right in there, and not so much. So I'm giving Campana 4 diamonds.
Oh!
I'm giving the Pipe Yard 5. It is really something. It's like a full-on baseball stadium. It's really cool.
Yeah. You can weigh in on this. If you're in Lorain, you know even more about it. Maybe you know why they were padlocked. Some inside scoop.
Fix that, please.
216. Might have had 5 if it wasn't padlocked.
Dawn sent us a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. And we had just done the field report. I did a fields report because I was at Campana Park and the Pipe Yard. Really lovely facilities.
4 diamonds and 5 diamonds, respectively.
5 diamonds for Pipe Yard, 4 diamonds for Campana. And I said it was because they had locked bathrooms. I went up to the bathroom. There were two like little huts of bathrooms, like a nice, not a porta potty, like a nice facility with little picnic tables outside and everything. And they were locked. They were padlocked. So Dawn sent a message. She said, hi, I'm trying to get the answer as to why the restrooms at Campana Park were locked. She says the director of public properties doesn't get in until 8:30. Please hold. I work for the city of Lorain.
Oh, okay.
Dawn, you're the best. I'm very excited to find that out because if we have to go back there again, what do we? It would be nice to have them open.
By the way, Jen showed me a picture of this Pipe Yard I was very unfamiliar with. I am blown away by how great that Pipe Yard looks. I had never heard of this.
How would you explain that? Like, it's like a big
stadium. Almost looks like a minor league baseball stadium or something. Once again, I'm going from the picture you showed me, just a Google image. Or,
really cool.
How many does it seat? 1,500 or something?
It seats 1,500. That is really cool. And then, like I said, Campana right next door. And those are all just grass fields everywhere. A really, really beautiful place.
And I'm speaking out loud. I'm not directing this towards you. So whose home field is that?
I have no idea.
Is it like a Lorain? I mean, 1,500, is that a Lorain?
Dawn, tell us.
Is it Lorain High? Like, who plays? That's a great looking field.
It's a great looking field.
Grandstands and everything.
Dawn, you need to let us know. Can you message back and give us more information? Because we love your facilities there. Really nice community, Lorain. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.